And welcome back to Collaboration's coverage of the 2016 Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. Our next segment is an interview with the director and cast of The Tiger Hunter, the opening film at the festival. We talked to director Lena Khan, as well as her cast members, Danny Pudi, Karen David, and John Heater. It's a great chat where we talk about what it took to make the film, what their hopes are for the film, as well as their advice for up-and-coming actors and directors. So I hope you enjoy our chat. It's a little noisy at this point in the press room, so apologies for all the background noise, but everyone should be coming in loud and clear. So without further ado, here is our interview with the cast and crew of The Tiger Hunter. All right, hey everyone, I'm here with the cast and crew of The Tiger Hunter, the opening night film at the LA Asian Pacific Film Festival. Can you guys go around and introduce yourselves and your roles?
Yeah, my name is Lena Khan, I'm writer and director of the movie.
I'm John Heater, I am cast number three. Probably on the call sheet, maybe number two.
I'm Karen David and I play Ruby.
And I'm Danny Pui and I play Sami Malek.
Awesome. Watched the film last night. It was amazing. It was just, I guess, talk a little bit about the film. What's it about for our listeners who weren't able to see it last night?
Yeah, it's called The Tiger Hunter. It's kind of like a dramedy about a young man who leaves India in the 1970s kind of on this quest to live up to his father, to find success, you know, a lot of things. And when things don't go his way, he sort of teams up with a group of budding friends, a ragtag people to kind of concoct a scheme to trick his childhood sweetheart, love of his life, into thinking maybe he's something he's not.
Whoa. That was great. Lena, where were you earlier? I needed you earlier. I've been blowing the synopsis.
Did you guys not see the movie? That's what it's about.
Oh, man. It takes us like 2 hours.
I know. That was amazing. I've been talking about like Sammy and his journey to fix mopeds. That's like all I've been talking about.
No, but it's been cool.
That's great.
Even with the response to the movie, like people take away so many different things about it.
It's a movie about microwaves.
There's a car.
It's really boring. You've seen Primer. It's like that with microwaves.
So, this is your directorial debut film, right?
Uh-huh.
What was the journey like to get this movie made?
Well, I was kind of wandering around by myself for about a year, and I wandered around the country raising the financing. And there's just a lot of people who believed in the story, and I was like knocking on doors of, you know, venture capitalists and random things. And then when I got my lead producer on board, Megha Kadakia, and we actually started doing things properly, we got our casting director on board, Emily Schwaber. She reached out to Danny, and then Danny found something he liked in the movie, and then the cast sort of built from there, and then I stepped back and they just started having fun with each other.
Awesome. It's a wonderful cast. And so what drew you to the project, Dan?
I think there's so much. I think everything that Lena said drew me to the project in some way. The first thing, obviously, is a personal connection. My dad immigrated from India to Chicago in the 1970s, so right away I was like, this is a story that in some ways is familiar to me, inspired you know, my life in many ways. So there was that. And then secondly, I just loved the script. I just loved the story. I liked the balance of humor and drama, and it was a chance for me to play a character I'd never played before. So there was just so much. There's so much opportunity for me. So I was excited at that opportunity. Yeah.
And Karen, how about what drew you to the project? Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much similar to what Danny was saying. You know, I come from an immigrant family. I immigrated from India, and my mom is from China too. So there's Chinese Indian, and we all came to England and then to Toronto in hopes of better opportunities and a better life for my elder sister and I. That's my parents' journey and the sacrifices that they made. I mean, that's the one thing that's so inspiring in this film. It also reminds us of the journey and the struggles and the sacrifices that our parents made and our grandparents made to, you know, allow us to have the opportunities that we do right now. So on that level, I could relate so much. And also, my great uncle was a tiger hunter, and he only killed one tiger as well, the man-eating tiger, and was revered in the village. And I just thought, oh my gosh, Lena, how did you know? and then when I found out all who was involved, I mean, it was a no-brainer. I mean, look, I'm sitting sandwiched in between two gorgeous, funny men.
Gorgeous lucky first, huh?
Yeah.
I've never gotten gorgeous.
Nice.
Paused on men.
Gorgeous, funny men.
And Joe, how is it playing, I guess, what would normally in
traditional Hollywood be the role that Danny would have been playing in this movie if it was, you know,
being the like kind of the weird
token
guy,
white person. Yeah, that's token, what he's asking.
The token white, token white guy. I got to be a token, just a token. No, it was cool because I really liked the script. I thought it was a really cool opportunity to be part of, kind of being invited into this family, being a little bit of the outsider, but also, you know, relating to the story. It is a story about, you know, men who are trying to live up to their father's name. You know, some of them wanting to, more so than, like, my character, who doesn't really, he's stuck in that rut where he doesn't want to be his father, but he wants to make his father proud. And I, my whole life, my father's a doctor. Funny enough, I was a tiger hunter myself. It related, but it didn't work quite the same way. I was like, Lena, it needs to be me. No, my father's a doctor, and I grew up, I mean, none of his kids ever became, well, none of us are doctors. And so I always grew up kind of feeling a little bit of that same thing where he had no problem. And my mother threw that hope away a long time ago. She's like, oh, well, it's doctor going into acting. Jeez, that's an obvious choice there. But yeah, I really enjoyed the script, and it was awesome. And I loved being the idea of working with these guys.
Yeah. And Danny, you were really great as, like, that last scene where you're just like walking in and being badass, doing the slow walk towards the office.
There's a couple
really
good struts in the film.
Yeah, there's some swagger.
Slow motion.
It's the '70s. They're wearing costumes.
I just remember a scene in the slow mo. What's that one guy like doing?
Oh yeah, that's right.
I know, right?
I love that.
And the job first scene, you just like adjusting the tie.
Oh yeah, yeah. Was that the escalator scene?
The escalator.
Yeah, those are really so great. There's a lot of sequences that Lena and Patrice, the DP, like. Like, if you watch and you pay attention, they're beautifully done. Like, that's a one take scene with so much going on these escalators that we were shooting.
We had to go up and down that escalator like 20 times.
Yeah.
To get the timing right. It's a one shot thing, and there's like another 15 extras.
Yeah.
There was some doing.
But it worked. Yeah. It worked so well.
It worked.
And when it becomes a sequence and people can talk about, there's so many sequences in the film.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge strength. Instead of just filler that kind of goes by, that could have been just him, you know, going up an escalator, but it turned into this really fun moment.
And just like us on the moped in India. That was another like crazy sequence we're shooting before it got dark. Yeah. Where I left it being like, I don't know if we got it. I hope we got it. And it was a lot of like, I think we got it. Yeah. A lot of high pitch. Yeah, I think we got it. Yeah. But we were like in India for 4 days. So it was a lot of that where there was these really amazing sequences that we were like trying to get, and we just had to do it a number of times and hoped, but we got it. So it was amazing.
Yeah. And at the Q&A last night, you guys talking about how like the India issue was rife with danger about almost falling off mopeds like eaten by tigers, right?
Yeah, it really wasn't. Yeah, it really wasn't that dangerous. I think we're just like, you know, but those were...
They're like Americans running around India
Hollywood
going,
actors.
Oh my gosh.
I know, yeah.
I mean, we were tickled so much because we were filming in where they film a lot of Bollywood television shows, and it's right beside the jungle. So, of course, we're invading their space technically, and we're in the middle of a scene, and all of a sudden, I didn't know that they said cut or anything. They're like, okay, let's go to the trailer, and I had no idea why. And very nonchalantly, because you know the tiger's out, you know, so there's a tiger that roams around here as he would and how he rightfully should.
And
or
as
she.
A tiger should, yeah, yes. Or she.
Yeah.
Or she.
Yeah. You know. Careful.
No discrimination. No discrimination.
True.
Yeah.
No.
And the moped scene was just so much fun with the three
so
of us. And yeah, I didn't fall off, which is fine.
Nobody
fell
off.
I
felt confident. Well, one of the very first questions that Lena asked me was like, how are you comfortable on a moped? And I said, not only am I comfortable, that's another reason why I was interested in the script, is I ride a Vespa, I have a motorcycle license, so I've always wanted to be on film, in like, you know, the pressure of being on film, seeing if I can navigate, you know, the streets.
With two other people on the moped.
With two other people and navigating a real Mumbai market. Those were like the big challenges, but it was exciting.
Awesome. So a lot of our audience are people who are aspiring artists who are seeing people on screen for the first time that represent them. You know, Indian Americans, Asian Americans. What would you say to someone who wants to, you know, be like you when they grow up?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think a lot of the time, especially from minority communities, people are trying so hard in their art to really push some sort of, like, hey, we're normal, or things like that. I think you really just need to live in who you are. And because a lot of what the story is, it is an immigrant story, it does have a lot of minorities, but a lot of it is what John said. I mean, it's somebody growing up to try to live into the legacy of his father. There's a lot of things that, a big thing I wanted to do is be like, you know, we have lives and everything going on that far transcends just what our ethnicity is. And that's why, like, so many people have been able to relate to the film. And so if you do that as an artist and you kind of just speak to who you are and write stories that call upon all the eclectic things and make up who you are, I think that's what you need to do.
Awesome. It's okay to be a tiger watcher. You don't have to be a tiger hunter. I think, you know, just a number of things. It's like watching stuff that inspires you, seeking out things that inspire you, and then just, yeah, creating. Just whatever it is that you decide to create, I think, is an important step as any kind of artist. Like, just create something, do something. There's plenty of opportunity for you to do that, you know? And I think that's the first... That's the first step, is creating stuff, because that's how you practice and that's how you decide what your voice is, like what's your point of view with stuff. So I'll just encourage people to create stuff and then watch things that you like that kind of give you sort of a model or a roadmap.
Awesome.
I think, you know, just to be yourself and be proud of who you are, and knowing that, okay, none of us are perfect, and celebrating those little isms about us and carrying your essence into the things that you do in a genuine manner. You know, talking, never being afraid to ask questions, talking to mentors. I was so grateful to have amazing teachers and amazing mentors to this day who were always so incredibly encouraging and supportive. And just having that and guidance and some good advice, and I listened to it, which is good.
That helps.
That helps. But surround yourself with good people that can really offer you some words of wisdom, because that goes a long way too.
Great. And John?
They all said good stuff. Finding your point of view, I think, is just... it's so key. It's all about, the key is perspective, and really in your art and everything you do, and trying to understand the world around you is just finding your own perspective, but understanding other people's perspectives and how the world can change on a dime when you look at it through a different lens. And once you understand that, you know, creating art around that and trying to, you know, it's the art of storytelling and telling that story from your point of view that, you know, makes you you. That's how you're going to be heard. That's how you're going to get out there, instead of, you know, just kind of going with the flow and playing, you know, by the lowest common denominator. You got to get out there and do that.
Awesome. Well, so what's next for the film now that after the LA Asian Film Festival?
Well, we have a lot of excitement we just have a lot of meetings about the film. There's so many people who are so psyched about the screening, and so we're figuring out kind of who we want to, what home the film is going to have. But we're looking at, I think, theatrical later on, and so the way people can find out how they can see the movie and when it's going to be in their city is they go to thetigerhunter.com and sign up, or they can text the word movie to 66866, and we'll let them know when it's coming in their area.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by and talking with us. It was great chatting with you all, and everyone should check out the movie. It's great, and you should all watch it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. And that was our interview with the director and cast of The Tiger Hunter. We hope you enjoyed it. Congratulations to the filmmakers for winning a bunch of awards at the LA Asian Pacific Film Festival, including the Grand Jury Award for Best Narrative Feature as well as Best Director. For more information on the film, check out their website, thetigerhunter.com, and follow their social media at thetigerhunter. As Lena mentioned, they're currently in talks about distribution, so with any luck, The Tiger Hunter could be arriving at a theater near you in the near future. So keep your eyes open for more updates. And that'll do it for this portion of our coverage of the 2016 Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. Keep checking back to collaboration.org for more filmmaker interviews. For collaboration.org, I'm Marvin Yoy, and we'll see you next time.